What's good, my amazing friends? This is Sarah Grace, and you are listening to The Remedy. Hey, what's good, you guys? Oh, I missed you. I am so glad to be back in the saddle with a full-length episode, and buckle up, because we are going for a ride today, and oh boy, am I getting ready to offend some people, but you know, the truth is just like that sometimes. The truth be like that. The world has become so polarizing. Are you guys noticing that? I mean, can you see it? Can you feel it? The divide, I mean, it kind of started out as like this tiny little crack, right? You could straddle it. You could like live in the middle ground, you know? You didn't have to like, well, I don't want to offend this friend, and I'm not going to say that. Better not talk about it at the family Thanksgiving dinner, right? No politics, no religion, don't offend anyone, just smile, talk about the weather, you know. But it started out where there was this divide and you could bridge that gap really easily, right? But then in the last several years, that gap has become wider. It's grown. Friends now that you had in the past are no longer friends. People that like you had known for years, they're out of your life now, like in an instant. You know what I mean? I'm sure that that's happened to you. It seems to be happening to everybody. We're just in this blender. And family, children and parents no longer speak to each other. Brothers and sisters sometimes no longer see eye to eye. People don't want you around, or you don't want them around, or, oh man, the issues that have been laid out before us in this life that we're living in this world, there is no more any middle ground. But honestly, there never really has been a middle ground. There was the illusion of a middle ground, and there was what I would say cowardice of, whose side are you on anyway? That middle ground now is a wide, wide chasm. This week, I noticed on my husband, and this might gross some of you out, but some of you will get it. I noticed that there was a huge blackhead. And I am by trade now an esthetician. And oh, I couldn't resist, you guys. It was just screaming at me, and I had to stop everything that I was doing at the time, and I had to squeeze it. Oh man, I could not leave it there. And it was satisfying. If you get me, you get me. If you feel me, you feel me. But anyway, but it was satisfying for me. For him, not as much. He was like, ouch, that hurts. And I'm like, you know, stop being such a baby. I almost have it, hold still, and ouch, ouch, hurry up, ouch, that hurts. And I'm like trying to convince him to hold still. And I'm like, listen, you know what they say, that there's like a fine line between pleasure and pain. And he was like, no, there isn't a fine line between pleasure and pain. It is a wide, wide chasm between those two things. Oh, okay. All right. I'll give him that. But anyway, in my own life, just in the past couple of years, I have split from people that were like family. Most of them, not really even by my choice. I have been randomly lied about. I have been accused of things that were completely untrue out of the blue, just like, what in the heck is going on? It was God removing people from my life that, you know, like that saying says that God heard what they said behind your back. And God removed people from my life. And I'm super grateful. But in the last few years, I have lost people out of my life that were incredibly close. And that those people also had accused me of things that were completely untrue. And I've also been shunned in some church circles because I stood on the side of truth, exposing things like the Enneagram, which wasn't popular at all. And I ended up being hated, but hated for the truth. I'm okay with that. Then enter in 2020. And vision has become crystal clear. People that I thought were walking a similar path, they weren't even on the same road and definitely not headed to the same destination. Listen, you guys, I had kept many friends from my past that maybe they had different worldviews, religious views, whatever. And, you know, I didn't want to rock the boat. I wanted to stay a witness for that off chance that maybe they would come seeking Jesus. So I didn't want to piss anybody off, or I would, you know, maybe I shouldn't post that on Facebook. And you know what? I've seen a lot of you doing the same thing, seeking that safe place, that middle ground. And you know what? Weekly, I see pastors straddling the line as not to offend. But really, only what happens is that the gospel is watered down and we weaken our witness by not standing boldly for the truth. In the last few years, it's become increasingly, and now it's become nearly impossible to straddle the fence. There is no middle ground. You know what, you guys? Jesus, the real Jesus Christ, not woke Jesus, but pick up a Bible and you will see who the real Jesus was. He wasn't a middle grounder. He stood for truth and he was hated for it. You're either in or you're out. The divide has become not just a crack or a gap, but it's become a chasm, a wide, wide chasm. There is no middle ground. Family, friends, neighbors, brothers, sisters. Jesus says in Luke chapter 12, starting at verse 51, he says, "Do you think that I came to bring peace on earth? No. I have come to divide people against each other. From now on, families will split apart. Three in favor of me, two against, or two in favor and three against. Father will be divided against son, and son against father, and mother against daughter, and daughter against mother, and mother-in-law against daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law." That's radical. And so, so, so different than the woke soy boy Jesus that the world portrays, which takes the power out of who Jesus really is. That fake Jesus, he will not lead you to eternal life. Woke Jesus will lead you straight to death and separation from God. We have people smiling and cheering as children are being brought to drag shows, putting money in the G-string of men dressed like women, pride parades where sexual acts are on display for people and children. We have evil humans who are out here murdering, and then we have the corrupt governments who are twisting the facts and using these events to try and disarm law-abiding citizens so they ultimately can control them. Meanwhile, there are still those who are hypnotized and who are parroting the fake sewer of information that is being spread by the news. That good old ministry of truth. People are screaming for their right to murder their own babies inside of their womb, but disarm private citizens because some evil murderer ran about being evil. Yeah, totally. Let's disarm ourselves. That makes perfect sense. I mean, whoa, you guys, the wolf used his teeth to tear apart the sheep. So let's all take our teeth out so that when the wolf comes, their teeth won't bite us. That's right. That's how it works, right? No. Come on. That makes no sense, you guys. This is chaos. And we've already talked about who the author of chaos is, and it ain't God. I mean, we removed God from schools. You punished anyone who spoke of him or even prayed over their own lunch. You removed any prayer or teaching of any biblical morality. You've celebrated sin and the teaching of false information like cross-species Darwinian evolution, which is garbage. And you've locked out any information about the actual creator of heaven and earth. You kicked God out. No wonder the devil moved back in. I had someone say to me last week, "Well, God wasn't removed from school." What? Where have you been for the last several decades? Wake up, get real. Another day, another unimaginable evil happens, and still the sleepers sleep. You guys, the wolf has entered the hen house, and you're feeding him the chickens by hand while denying his very existence. Wake up. I'm going to read to you from Romans chapter 1 today. What's happening today is not new. The devil is up to his same old tricks. So bear with me, you guys, while I dig into this slice of truth. Chapter 1, starting in verse 18, it says, "But God shows his anger from heaven against all sinful, wicked people who suppress the truth by their wickedness. They know the truth about God because he has made it obvious to them. For ever since the world was created, people have seen the earth and sky. Through everything God made, they can clearly see his invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature. So they have no excuse for not knowing God. Yes, they knew God, but they wouldn't worship him as God or even give him thanks." Sound familiar? "And they began to think up foolish ideas of what God was like. And as a result, their minds became dark and confused. Claiming to be wise, they instead became utter fools. Instead of worshiping the glorious, ever-living God, they worshiped idols made to look like mere people and birds and animals and reptiles. So, God abandoned them to do whatever shameful things their hearts desired. As a result, they did vile and degrading things with each other's bodies. They traded the truth about God for a lie. So they worshiped and they served the things that God created instead of the Creator himself, who is worthy of eternal praise. That is why God abandoned them to their shameful desires. Even the women turned against the natural way to have sex and instead indulged in sex with each other. And the men, instead of having normal sexual relations with women, burned with lust for each other. Men did shameful things with other men, and as a result of this sin, they suffered within themselves the penalty they deserved. Since they thought it foolish to acknowledge God, he abandoned them to their foolish thinking and let them do things that should never be done. Their lives became full of every kind of wickedness, sin, greed, hate, envy, murder, quarreling, deception, malice behavior, gossip. They are backstabbers, haters of God, insolent, proud, and boastful." You guys, we are living in evil, evil times, and it is time to take a stand. You have to take a stand. Whose side are you on? Are you on the side of the world? Are you on the side of pleasing man as to not offend? Or are you on the side of Jesus, who said he didn't come to bring peace? Jesus came to make a way out of this garbage sewer, you guys, and there is no other way. Which side of this great chasm are you on? Are you out here celebrating Pride Month? Are you turning a blind eye while Disney grooms your kids or Burger King puts out their burger advertisement with two tops and two bottoms? Rainbow! Gross! This stops when we stand up and we beat back this evil in the name of Jesus. When you stop worrying about how many likes you'll get or friend requests or, "Gasp, I might be unfollowed, even by people that I like, if I say the truth or if I stand up for truth." You know what? Your family might be offended. They probably will be. I know some people in my family have been. Your friends living in sin, they might be offended. Heck, if you are listening to this and you are living a lifestyle that is not of God, you yourself might be offended listening to what I'm saying right now. I don't like making people feel uncomfortable. I don't like feeling uncomfortable, but you guys, I will never coddle you right to hell. I'm sorry that today's show, you guys, is not a show of cotton candy dreams and unicorn daisies. I know a lot of my shows are super encouraging, but right now, what I am encouraging you to do is stand the frick up. Quit being worried about being offensive and stand up. I'm not here to bring peace. And if I'm striving to be like Jesus, then guess what? Winning! I'm here to bring truth, and I'm here to point you to the only way, the way to be saved from this hell in a handbasket that we are riding on. Will that separate you from those who want to remain in the mire pit, who want to be on the other side? Yep, sure will. The chasm is great. And hey, you might choose to stand on the side of depravity. I hope not. But that's your choice. There are only two roads. There are only two sides to stand on. There is no middle ground. And wide is the way that leads to destruction, and many are going to go there. People you know, people you love, they're going to go there. And that sucks, and it's terrible, and you don't want that. Which is why you're hearing my voice right now, and I am telling you to stand up, to speak out for truth, and in the name of Jesus, stand against this evil. It's plainly obvious that there's no longer a middle ground. And if you try and stay there, you're going to end up falling into the crack. Be bold, my friends. Jesus is coming. And whose side are you on? I love you guys. Peace.